right, hopefully
our other caller will call back in too.
There he goes again.
This is part two edition of Health Awareness Monday, Control Your Mark Green, part two.
Yes, it was so exciting. I had lots of questions.
well, we have plenty of time now.
You know, when we left off on the other one. So Aubrey was mentioning, and let's put a disclaimer, because what if somebody didn't listen to part one? We're putting a disclaimer regarding migraines that you can ask your doctor if you would like. You know, you have a medical emergency in America, called 911, you know, but we're leaving that up to you. We are getting you the information that we can to try to help you or someone that you know that might suffer from migraines or other types of headaches. Because that's what we want to do. We want to get the information out because there's people looking for answers.
All right.
Now,
again, we're going to bring in Aubrey Luke, and we're going to talk about how or learn what causes migraine, and also what type of nutritional supplements that can help to, you know, control or alleviate your migraine. So welcome back, Aubrey. Thank you for your patience.
So we were talking last. Go ahead, Aubrey.
Go ahead, Aubrey.
No, I was just saying, thanks for having me back. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. So we were talking last time about like stress, headaches, and that turn down can help with that, even whether you're stressed out about the politics that's happening nowadays, or maybe someone you know, a loved one passed away, or you just have a heavy workload that you need some type of, you know, relaxation so that you don't get overwhelmed. And I mean, I know sometimes when I get a stress headache, it's hard for me to concentrate, and that's not going to help anyone, you know.
Right. So where we left off, Aubrey, I don't know. I know that you were talking about something like the turn down. What ingredients in that product called turn down?
Sure. Let me just pull it up.
Now, if anybody's listening while we're getting that info ready, if you want to follow along, go to Shopaly, Shopaly.com. Very easy. Put in the search bar, turn down, and it will pull it up. It will be like a little blue packet.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's
What's really nice about this product is that it helps calm you down. It's evening time. It has tryptophan, which I was talking about earlier, which helps convert into serotonin, you know. So it helps with stress. It helps relax you and calm you down. It has vitamin C in it, which is really great. It has potassium. It has calcium in it. It has magnesium in it. A lot of us get headaches due to low amounts of magnesium that could make a lifetime of a difference if you have magnesium. It has niacin, it has B vitamins, riboflavin, another manganese, boron, vitamin D3, vitamin A. So this is a phenomenal product. It has all these ingredients in it. And it also helps reduce the cost as well. So you could just take it, you mix it with 8 ounces of water, and you mix a packet up. They're to-go packets. They're easy and convenient if you feel like you're getting stressed out or overwhelmed. This would be a great alternative instead of, you know, taking prescription drugs or a Vicodin or an opiate, right? This would be a great alternative to help calm down your nerves and help relieve, you know, help de-stress your body naturally as well.
Yeah, that is a good point too about the opioids, like that. Why not try something natural that that is healthier? Like, you're less likely, I'm not saying for sure, but you're less likely, I would say, to go, you know, start fights and stuff, and, you know, to be like opioids, you know, you feel like you're invincible sometimes. you know, and then you get hooked on it, and you'll do all kinds of things to try to get that, and then it destroys you and or your family. But this is like what we're trying to get out to the people is there's alternatives to the opioids. So why not help someone that like has some kind of ailment so that, I mean, don't you love the people that, that might be using opioids? Why not try this, you know?
So this
is what I think about that. I mean, the turn down has a B vitamins, and it must be put together where it helps you relax because B vitamins are happy vitamins. And
happy.
You know, and then that's a good point about the magnesium too, because sometimes people don't realize that when you're short on certain nutrients, then it will trigger other kind of things in your body to make you feel sick or headaches and things like that, which brings me to the CoQ10 that we were talking about before our other show ended. I think the Turn It Up has the CoQ10. Is that right, Aubrey? And can you elaborate on it?
Yes. So obviously another blend we just talked about, Turn Down. And then another great product, which has B vitamins and amino acids on it, is another called Turn It Up. So Turn It Up would also give us, it has B vitamins, it gives us energy. Like we were talking about, sometimes we need that energy in order to help fatigue or help improve our cognition. And so not only does it help increase energy, but it helps with a strong antioxidant, helps with our mental focus. It helps with normal regulation of enzymes and hormones. And, yeah, absolutely, it does have CoQ10 in this blend. So not only does it have potassium, acai, magnesium, phenylene, amino acids, guana extract, lutein, that's a great amino acid, vitamin C, has at least 60 milligrams of CoQ10 in it, magnesium powder. So it's a great blend. It's got green tea extract, pomegranate extract. So it's really hitting all the bases from different ends. You have your antioxidant, you have your B vitamins, you have your amino acids, as well as your CoQ10. So it's really, if you're looking to save money, this is a great one to look into as well. It comes in a nice convenient pack. You would just mix it with 8 ounces of water. Or let's see, if you had a water bottle, and it's really something easy you can take with you on the go as well.
That is good.
Huh.
I have one question. I'm going to let Fernando start asking questions. Now, with the CoQ10, I think that I read somewhere, and since you have more knowledge of this, you can correct me if I'm wrong. When you get older, your body stops producing as much, or it stops producing that, which could also trigger like some kind of mental inclarity. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. So CoQ10 is once we turn 30, our body stops producing it. We can't get it from our foods. It actually has to be supplemented, and our body stops making it as much. So absolutely, it could have decreased amounts of CoQ10 could have lasting effects on our brain, on our clarity, on our head comfort, as well as our cardiovascular health as well. So it is essential that if you're the age 30 or over, you should be supplementing with a CoQ10. If you're on a statin drug as well, you should also be on CoQ10, because if you're on a statin drug, believe it or not, your health professional or pharmacist is actually required to prescribe a CoQ10 with a statin drug because it dramatically decreases that in your body as well.
Right.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well,
as well as your dental health too.
Dental.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys hear that? That's a dental health. Wow.
Huh.
That is something.
Right. I have a question about what they call the status migranosis. The one that had lasts for like 72 hours or more. It's because of, I think it's the a lot of people that's suffering from though, you know, they're what they call triggers, you know. What are any type of supplements that they can, besides what we already mentioned, you know, because I know that the longer the headache is, it just kind of bears on you, you know. And what else can we recommend them besides taking supplements? Would you recommend anything like, I don't know, like massages, you know, temple, stroke on the temple, anything like that?
Well, believe it or not, massages could increase your headache. I know that from working with health professionals. My ex-husband was a health professional, so I know whenever I had one, he wouldn't work on me or do massage because it could increase it.
Okay,
it could ramp it up. So some other things that we could do is obviously ice packs are great. Going into a room that's quiet, that's dark, you know, icing down, believe it or not, a can of Coke. Coca-Cola. It can't be Pepsi. It has to be a can of Coke because it is equivalent, believe it or not, to colloidal silver. So again, instead of taking popping a Vicodin or pain pills that could upset your stomach or have other bad side effects, believe it or not, a can of Coke could help calm down your headache as well as icing those points that are inflammation or throbbing as well.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I missed it. Did you guys cover the menstrual migraine? This type of migraine actually that says coincides with you know, the lady's period. It can last for us up to 72 hours. And it's often, you know, say that because of the hormonal migraines, and that's what they call it. You know, they get them once a month, just like.
Well, I don't know if it's once a month. It might be a couple days in a row. Let's find out if Aubrey has any experience with what kind of supplementation can someone do take for those, and then we're gonna go into the PMSing.
What else, you know, give me like three to four products that they can help them with this menstrual migraine.
Another product.
Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, another product that we have is called Bliss. It's an herbal. It's an herbal that we have, and it literally puts you at bliss. So if you feel something coming on, or if it's that time of the month, or if you are ovulating, I noticed like my daughter, if you're ovulating or you have a menstrual period, that can also cause migraines as well. But also we have a product called Bliss. It helps stabilize mood. It helps you adapt to stress. It helps with your serotonin levels as well. Promotes relaxation without the drowsiness. So the Bliss would help. We also have a product called Feminine, which helps balance out our hormones.
Oh, that sounds feminine.
Yeah. It's herbal that we have. And then we also have Calcium Plus Isotonic, which helps with our hormones as well as the B vitamins or OPC3. Those are some things that you could take on a regular basis, or like the Bliss, or, you know, Feminine you would take on a regular basis because it helps balancing out your hormones. But the Bliss would help, especially around those times of change of that woman's cycle, you can take those as well to help reduce the headaches or the inflammation.
Oh, wow. And all of those products you mentioned, they are they're vegan, or there's no animal products into it, correct?
Yes, they're vegan, they're gluten-free, they're also GMP standards. They're checked for heavy metals, microbial, no contaminants, allergens, or residual solvents. So you're getting a high-quality product. And what's really nice is that the company actually tests it before it goes out to the consumer, which is really important. A lot of companies out there don't even do that. So you're really getting a high-quality product here as well.
Well, like, now that you bring that up, are you saying that it's a possibility that, like, Walmart, the things on a shelf, it's not tested? They just, like, sell you, said that you're getting fish oils and this is what's in the bottle, but it's not really in the bottle?
Correct. Like, yeah, the thing is with vitamins and supplements, it's not regulated. And so if you're going to Walmart or if you're going to Costco, you don't know what you're buying. You don't know where it's coming from.
Okay,
you know?
So it would be beneficial to get one that's regulated
absolutely.
What is the term? Yeah, checked. Make sure what's on the bottle is in the bottle.
Huh.
Absolutely.
Wow, because I think a lot of people just assume whatever it says on the bottle in Walmart, Target, wherever you go, that that's what's in there. I mean, I think this is going to be news to people because that's a good point that you brought up, that they say, why would I pay you this much? Why would I pay $25 when I can just get it for $10, you know? And it's all about the quality.
Right. And according to the Migraine Research Foundation, menstrual migraine goes and attacks up to 2 days before and up to three days after the periods begins. And it says usually more severe and more difficult to treat than other types of migraines. 7 to 19% of women actually get menstrual migraine. And about 60% of these women also have a migraine at other times of the month too. So it's just not just during their menstrual cycle. It's just, you know,
right.
They get it constantly.
Well, you know, like ovulation is about 14 or 15 days. So then they probably just didn't pinpoint it. But like women that pay attention to their body, they know that, hey, when I'm ovulating, I get a headache, migraines. When I'm have a PMS, I get a migraine. When I get a period, I get a migraine. So it's like different migraines, and they need to track that. So maybe this Migraine Research Foundation can do a study.
Right, and also they're saying that same women attacks of menstrual migraine may actually differ from their other attacks in duration.
What does that mean?
That means it's like the different thing. Yep, different thing, different attacks, different severity, different symptoms, and response to treatment. That's what, and it said that estrogen itself is not the culprit. Hormonal fluctuations, and especially estrogen withdrawal, are thought to trigger the attack. So it's something going on in your bodies, ladies.
And a lot of people I know, they take...
It's complicated.
Yes, definitely. You have to pay attention to what's going on. A lot of people that I know of, like, they get migraines and they go to the doctor and they get, like, medicine that makes them throw up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you have a migraine, you feel like throwing up anyway. What's the use of them? And then they say it doesn't help. Why not try something different?
Yeah.
So, like, out of all the products that you mentioned, Aubrey, say someone has a limited budget and they can only choose one or two products, which one should they choose to help with those migraines, or at least try to help with the migraine?
Oh, that's tough. That's really tough. I would try, we didn't even talk about our regular magnesium. I would try magnesium.
Okay.
Possibly the turnaround. Or turn up, okay. Depending on what kind, you know, because there's a mixture of things in the turn down, I guess you just have to prioritize, you know, maybe, you know, the turn up has a CoQ10 in it, so, I mean, or if you could do magnesium and a CoQ10, or go with turn down or turn up, and then you could add in the other ones as well.
Okay, like the OPC3. Let's discuss the OPC3. The OPC3, I read some research that women that have a PMS and they have they get depressed during PMS. I read in the research that it actually can help women. Like, it's not guaranteed, but it makes them less likely to be depressed during their PMSing time when they regularly take the OPC3. Have you also heard that?
Absolutely, yeah, because it's helping with the circular system. So, like, how all the blood flows and how everything's flowing. So, if, you know, our circulation is improved, then obviously everything else is going to be improved as well. So OPC3 is a great product as well for the foundation
believe it or not, some people may find relief with head discomfort or headaches just from the OPC3 as well.
Okay.
Right.
That's good. That's good to know. You know, so we're just letting the listeners listen to these infos, and they can make their choice. Of course, if you want to talk to your doctor, you can talk to your doctor. But if you're really interested in getting it from the health and nutrition point of view, what you should not say to your doctor is, can I take this? Because if your doctor happens to be getting, like, you know, some money from the pharmaceuticals, they might not really give you that info. So what you should say to your doctor is there anything in here that would harm me? Is there anything in here that you can see that will counteract with my medicine?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask them if you can take it, because that's an open
that's
and shut
out, no.
close.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that's going to you ask them if they can, if anything will harm me, that makes them look at the ingredients.
Right, especially if you have a menstrual migraine. They are actually generally treated with the same medication that are used for other types of migraines. So there's no, like, really specific, you know, treatment if you go to a doctor for a migraine.
Wow.
And it says if a woman's menstrual migraine is so severe that it doesn't respond to the medication was given to them, they actually were given hormonal contraceptives, you know, as a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Birth control pills?
That's what that the migraine research says.
Wow.
So
that
keep
is
that
a whole
in mind.
Other topic. That is
keep
just...
that in mind. There's some alternative things for menstrual migraine, and we have it.
Yes. We got feminine.
Mm-hmm.
We got Turn It Up.
Yeah.
We have B-complex. It's an isotonic. We have Bliss, make you feel like you're in a bliss.
And if you're over 50 or you're getting the hot flashes.
Oh, well, let's talk about that later.
Prime, we do have Prime Feminine.
Feminine.
Right, that's
feminine. Is that the same one, Aubrey? Is the prime? Is the feminine to take with balancing your hormone?
Yes, the prime, the female libido one or the prime feminine?
Feminine.
Yes, that is the same product. Yes.
Okay. All right.
So we have the calcium plus, and then we have the OPC3, and the B complex.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all isotonic, those three. And then we have the prime feminine.
Right.
We have it, the bliss. And then we have the turn it up, which is also isotonic, right?
Right.
Yes.
So we have lots of different price ranges for our listeners. If you are looking for some natural help for your migraines, especially when it's related to PMS, time of the month, or ovulation, okay? If the doctor's stuff is not working for you, or if you want to just try something else, I don't know. Can I quote someone says, what do you have to lose? But I changed the word in there. I mean, right? Except for your headache, why not try it, right?
If you have been suffering, if you've been suffering with this migraine, you don't need it. There's some other options out here. We're giving you that option.
We are giving them the option. What do you have to lose? And if you feel like you want to talk to your doctor, ask them, is anything in here can harm me? Because guess what? They're giving you medicine that actually has side effects. I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe there's no side effects for migraine headache, but I don't think I'm wrong, because, like, a lot of people say they take them and they feel like they're not working and they feel like they're going to throw up or they throw up. So what's the use of the medicine, right?
Exactly.
So that's
exactly
my inputs on that. So I'm going to leave leave it up to you, Fernando,
for
to give your input. I'm going to try to – Fernando said I have to let him talk. I'm just so excited about this, like, you know, hour.
We covered the menstrual migraine and also the vestibular migraine.
What's a vestibular migraine?
This is the symptoms when it goes with vertigo, dizziness, and trouble with balance. It's like when you feel like you're in the boat.
Did we cover that one yet?
Well, the barely thing, but this is – you know, we just want to go in there. Just because menstrual is for the ladies, and this one –
I have a question for Aubrey.
Okay, go ahead and get your question.
Aubrey, have you your more than a decade, you know, almost 2 decades of experience, have you
ever came across the vertigo where you feel dizzy, and if you have, like, you know, have you experienced, like, maybe not personally or like with working with the medical doctors, you know, different kind of doctors, can you give our listeners some tips, whether it's health and nutrition or something else, for people that suffer from that?
Yeah, sometimes vertigo can be, you know, like an inner ear infection or something inside it. I've never personally had vertigo, but I know it may have something to do with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There might be different things that could bring on vertigo. I know two products that, you know, some health professionals have used in with treatment with vertigo have been the OPC3 and the vitamin C, which is, you know, again, here we are with the, you know, getting the blood flow going, the antioxidants as well.
Okay.
Making sure everything's true. So sometimes it can be, you know, a blockage or something like that, but that's a great mm-hmm. question, you know.
Yeah, because I know like at least one or two people that have vertigo, so I'm going to be prepared now. You know, and our listeners might know someone that has vertigo, and this is the goal of this show, is to show people and what they can do differently. If you've been doing the same thing, it's not working, why not try something different if you can? OPC3 has natural things that you can eat in there,
yep.
But it's in a high quantity, or like a packed in there. Can you let our listeners know what's in OPC3, Aubrey, please?
Absolutely. OPC3 is a super antioxidant. It contains grapeseed extract, red vine extract, and pine bark extract, which we call pycnogenol, and the citrus flavonoids. So it's a super antioxidant, which is help cleaning our blood. It's help getting of the free radical damage. Just like if you cut an apple open and it starts turning brown, believe
yeah.
it or not, that's what's happening inside of our bodies. So
wow.
it's our bodies are natural healers, and your body naturally like wants to heal itself. So this is help speeding up the healing process and getting rid of that free radical damage. And free radical damage could cause several, you know, diseases, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So if
I
we, you know, stay ahead of it, you know, degenerative diseases, that's our, yeah.
Yeah, there's
absolutely.
a lot of people actually with migraine reports. Actually, they said approximately a 30 to 50% of patients with migraine, they report that they have vertigo and, you know, associated with dizziness or balance disturbance. And with at least one migraine attack,
mm-hmm.
this is what they call the vestibular migraine, and often appears in the temporal delay to the first onset of migraine headache. So you don't, you know, there might be.
You feel dizzy first, and then
right.
you get the migraine, like it's like.
Mm-hmm. And they said in some patients, the symptom of sudden onset disequilibrium was the main complaint and more worrisome than accompanying migraine headache. So, and then the duration of attacks varies from for a few seconds up to actually a few days.
Wow.
And the underlying pathophysiology of vestibular migraine is still widely unknown. So there's a lot of people, you know, they feel like they're underwater, or they feel like they're in a boat, and so all of a sudden they say, oh, I just have vertigo. That's actually a type of, they don't even know that it's a type of migraine.
Right, right. Yeah,
so,
because, like, what if their doctor's not even telling them? What if
right.
they've got a headache and they thought it's because of the vertigo, so they just thought it's just vertigo, but there's all
mm-hmm.
these medical terms and
yeah,
things
no,
like
and
that.
Also, like,
you
if
know,
some, you know, they just push it aside and say,
yeah.
oh, this, it is what it is. I've
yeah.
been suffering this for many years, and hoping it will go away.
Well,
know?
This can be the answer. It's their searching, you know,
yeah,
whether they're prayers or they're searching. I mean, I know I had a lot of pain in my feet for 5 years. I just endured it. But then came time I said, enough is enough. We went on vacation. I saw this because I walk a lot at work. But we went on vacation and I barely walked. And I was like, something's going on here because my feet still hurt so bad. So,
yeah.
Right. So, have you heard, Aubrey, have you heard of this thing called abdominal migraine?
No, I have not.
I have not either. Just reading this thing. And it says it's a stomach pain instead of a headache. So it would not be like a stomach ache.
That's what
but,
I would think.
Yeah.
They're
but
making
it said,
things up, I think.
You right.
think they're making things up?
I don't know. But they said it can last up to like 1 to 72 hours. And it's an abdominal pain. And sometimes, you know, like instead of a headache, and it's a migraine that can cause it like right around your belly button. That's what they say, you know. And according to the Migraine Trust, I believe, it's the American Migraine Foundation, you know, they've written an article about it.
Please tell us more, Fernando.
It says, okay, abdominal migraine is a form of migraines mainly in children. Okay, this is mainly in children.
Well, our daughter says she has stomach ache, but she started taking something for digestion, and it's been helping.
Right. It is most common in children ages 5 to 9 years old, but can occur in adults as well, but it's not as many. I don't know. So abdominal migraine consists primarily of abdominal pain, nausea, and vomiting. A five-year-old, I have no idea. So, and this is, I mean, this is a research from the doctors, it's the American Migraine Foundation.
Wow.
And stomach pain is actually it's migraine. I'm just
like you have a head growing down
associated
there.
with the migraine in
with
your
the head.
Head. Yeah, because it only makes sense. But anyway,
wow.
So a lot of some of those are listening. It's probably, you know, kids are complaining that they have, stomach ache
yeah.
and they're vomiting, nauseating vomiting. So it causes months of migraine. So for the kids that, let's just say some kids are suffering, it's like, OPC3 would be the best product that they can use. Wouldn't you agree, Aubrey?
Yeah, absolutely. OPC3 would be phenomenal for that, but with tummy aches and stuff like that, I'd also like to suggest the aloe juice as well.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, that makes sense because maybe these doctors are not aware of, like, the digestive system. They should be if they're doctors. You know, when the gut is, like, when you have, like, I mean, people can get sick if something's stuck in their gut. They can throw up too. Like, you know,
exactly.
someone we know
right.
that got stuck in the thing, and then they're throwing up, and they can't go to the bathroom anymore, and then
who's
they
that?
Gotta get your dad.
Oh, I was just trying to figure who's this? Someone I know. And the diagnosis with this, they said, is with any form of migraine. They said there's no diagnostic test to confirm abdominal migraine, so they're making the crap up.
It sounds like it. I mean, but we'll go with
but the treatment. The treatment, they said, for acute treatment of abdominal migraine attacks, medication used for other forms of migraine are often employed. These include hydration therapy, you know, like they hydrate the kids.
Push the stuff out.
Right, particularly if there's been a significant vomiting, you know, just like.
Yeah.
Something's had to be stuck in there.
Yeah. NSAIDs, anti-nausea medication, and triptans? I don't know what that means. The choice of medication is somewhat affected by the age of the patients when abdominal migraines are frequent. Preventive therapies used for other forms of migraine can be explored. These include pizutifen.
Wow,
that's
well,
a
that's
lot
really
of
drugs.
Big. Yeah, this is drugs, man.
We don't want to advertise for drugs.
No,
guys.
We're not.
No,
this
we're,
is just,
we're
this
about
is the
health
treatment.
And nutrition.
This
sadly,
is,
these have side effects. Probably.
Right, and this
I'm
is
not.
What I'm telling you that if your kids is diagnosed with this called abdominal migraine, and this is what they're going to treat you with, this including pisotifin, flunarizine, profanol, something, LOL. Cyproterapin and topiramate is like big words to me. So do not let, this is something that you really have to be concerned about when it comes to your children.
Well,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And it can be avoided, but simply give them proper nutrition, you know, proper
yeah.
nutrition and nutrition supplements that will actually absorb, you know, rather
yeah.
than sugar-coated things, gummy bears, or anything like that.
Of course, because that could get stuck. Now, Aubrey mentioned the aloe. the aloe juice because that helps with the digestion.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes good too. The strawberry kiwi.
Right. The kids will love
it. Yeah. Those. And mm-hmm. then there's to-go packets. Are they, the to-go packets, how much water do you mix that with, Aubrey?
The aloe, the to-go packets, I think it's with, I believe that's like 8 ounces of water, you
okay.
know, with the whole packet. If you're doing the to-go packets or, you know, or if you want it more watered down, you could also mix it with, you know, those 12 ounces or 16 ounces of like a water bottle, you know, the
okay.
plastic water bottles. Wow. Yeah.
Now with those digestive enzymes, they are in the blue box, DNA Miracles. I believe it's like a probiotics. Would those help with kids that have a poor digestion,
ooh,
like they have like
yeah.
constipated or something like that? Since we're talking about abdominal migraine, I figure I'll bring it up.
Absolutely, yeah. The digestive enzymes is a win all across the board. I mean,
mm-hmm.
like we're never moving into Thanksgiving holiday season, or if your kids ate too much Halloween candy, digestive enzymes help break down, you know, the food, so it's easier for it to digest. Or if you have an upset stomach, or if you're bloated,
mm-hmm.
It's best to do with the food. But if you're feeling the effects afterwards, you could do that as well. We mm-hmm. also, for the children, we also have fiber melt. You can mix it in with applesauce. You can mix it in too. They could even just like open it up and it melts on their tongue. Tastes really yummy, like a fruit punch flavor. So like the more
yeah.
probiotics you have in our system, the easier it is to digest and
mm-hmm.
to break down that food as well.
Okay.
Yes, that's a good
that's
one.
Good.
It's
this
like
is...
a that is called, it's like a DNA Miracles.
mm-hmm.
If you want to go to the thing, it's like a melt. You can mix it with the applesauce. And you can, like, I think I read on there that you can even put it on the tongue. Is that right, Aubrey?
Yeah, absolutely.
For, like, kids that just want to, like, you know, put it on the tongue.
Right. So this thing with the abdominal migraine, the Yale Medicine's studies actually noted that just like common migraines, abdominal migraines can be triggered by things like stress, bright lights, and food additives, like you, Audrey mentions about, like during the holidays.
Yeah.
Are your kids going to be eating, well, they're probably eating some candies because, you know, their Halloween's already passed. So they're probably
yeah.
getting candies and all that. And with this, you know, Thanksgiving coming up and the holidays and Christmas, you know, Hanukkah.
Got those cookies, you know.
You know, so your kids will be, well, I don't know, as long as they're not locked down, you know.
I don't know, yeah.
So your kids will be probably consuming a lot of food additives, just like the MSG. And they're also typically treated using the same medication as standard migraines with headaches. So
wow,
even if it comes
wow,
from the belly,
wow.
you know, so your belly, what about it's like, if you have like a foot ache, would that be considered migraine? I was just joking, just being silly. But yeah, that's... The DNA Miracles, we can find that if you go to shop, Shopaly, actually, shopaly.com.
Yes.
You type in DNA Miracles, and you should be able to find that thing. It's the chewable probiotics, right?
Yeah, we have the chewable probiotics, and we have the Flora, F-L-O-R-A, melt.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a blue box, so when you're scrolling on that page or if you type that in, it's a DNA Miracles Flora Melt. That's the one that you can mix with applesauce or just put it on the tongue, and it's a probiotic, helps the kid with the digestion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think I touched on it earlier, but that would help if kids are constipated. Is that correct, Aubrey?
Absolutely. The
okay.
aloe would help best for constipation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because some kids are like 4 years old, they have a hard time going in the bathroom. They sit there for a while because they're constipated. So, you know, it's good
right.
to give parents tips since we're on abdominal migraines.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Right. So we have next the thing right now. We actually have, you know, the person has been on hold for about 7 minutes now. We're going to bring in a caller from 8126. Come on in. Introduce yourself. 630?
618?
Yeah, 8126.
That's me.
That's you. Come on, welcome to our show. We're talking to Aubrey. Do you have any questions for Aubrey for today?
The aloe.
All right, what about the aloe?
So it cannot be taken without water. You have to mix it with water.
Different kinds of aloe we have. It's really highly concentrated. So it's 150% concentrated. So we have four different flavors. We have natural pomegranate, strawberry kiwi, as well as cran apple. And that can be refrigerated as soon as you open it up. But we also offer nice, convenient to-go packets. So if you're on the go, we also have the aloe in, I believe, in the natural flavor and the strawberry kiwi. If you wanted to make it, it's just on your personal preference what you would, mm-hmm. you know, what works best for you.
How big is the packet?
The aloe. It comes, I believe, comes with the little sachet. I believe that's let me take a
right there.
Yeah, it's like about like, you know,
in the box.
Yeah, 16 plus
okay, you add one packet to 4 ounces of water, or if you want to dilute it more, you can put more water in there.
Right.
So one packet. Now, were you asking if you can mix the aloe with another drink, caller?
No,
okay.
I'm just asking about the water. No, what if you mix it with other drink? Will you taste the aloe or the more dominant, let's say, orange juice or apple juice?
It's best if you just mix it with, if we're doing the aloe, just mix it with water. I mean, the flavor is quite amazing. My kids have been on it since they were infants, so it is quite tasty. It's quite delicious, so you really wouldn't need to mix it with apple juice or anything else.
It can be mixed with other food is that I know a person, and I don't think he will take the aloe in itself, even if it has the flavor. I mean, the usual juice that I make for him is watermelon, apple, orange. I'm wondering how the taste would be if I would mix it with either one of them. Orange, I think. Orange. Yeah. What do you think would be the taste? I have to try that too, right? I mean, I have to buy it. How much?
You could also try one of each. You could try, you know, the natural flavor and see what tastes best with orange juice, or you could also do it with
kiwi.
You know, do the strawberry kiwi, but the strawberry kiwi is quite, I have really picky eaters, and believe it or not,
kiwi.
The strawberry kiwi aloe, I've even taste tested it in elementary schools, and kids are drinking it, so, yeah.
That's in Chapali, right? If I will go to their website?
That's
yes.
correct, yeah.
And then, what kind of price will that be? That will be a customer price, not when I'm...
That would be a customer price when you go on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the Ultimate Aloe, the powder one, it's $27.95. And that would be with a 2% cash back.
Really?
Boom.
Everything I buy 2% or has a percent cash back?
Some has got more, some has less. So you have to look at it, and they'll tell you on the website how much cashback you can earn when you shop on Chapali.com. Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. So, and also like we mentioned earlier, that you know, that's, you know, if you're suffering from migraine, any type of migraines, you know, aloe, it's a building blocks of, you know, protein or things in there. What are they? It says 200 biologically active components.
Mm-hmm.
You can also try that. You can also try that and you know, add that to your nutritional supplements.
I've used aloe for fever before.
Yeah.
When I didn't want to give our kids the medicine. Have you also experienced that with kids
Aubrey?
Yeah, we call it a pharmacy in a bottle, believe it or not. It's something that we always have on hand because
yeah.
It's antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. And it's, again, things are starting to sell out really quick, guys. So just so you know, we kind of had like a vitamin D frenzy going
right.
on this morning because things are, people are, we're moving into some areas are worse than others. But aloe is way up there, and it's something that I think every household should have on hand. That's, yeah, absolutely. Whenever my kids are feeling down or they're not feeling well, aloe is one of the first things I give to them.
Right. Well,
absolutely.
That's, you know, the kids nowadays, I mean, they have it, and they have it good because back in the day when I was growing up in the Philippines, we had aloe, actually the aloe plant. You know, my mom would do those alongside the house. And, you know, whenever we get burned or anything that they can be like a topical for the skin, you know, insect bites or anything like that. I mean, she would crush them and make a paste out of them, and it'll put them right on my skin. You know, when
mm-hmm.
I burn, when I burned my foot because I saw silly me because I stepped on the hot ash, and I thought it was not hurt. So, and I kind of burned my the heel. And actually took up, you know, a lot of skin out of
wow.
it. Yeah. And my mom actually did treated that with aloe. So
did
and,
she also have you drink
wow.
it?
Well, she did. She actually when she put him like in a she made a like a charcoal out
mm-hmm.
of them. And then she put in on like mixing in water, and then I drank them. But
wow.
You can really taste the latex. It didn't taste good.
Yeah.
But you know, like I said, the kids nowadays, this aloe that we have is actually latex free. There's no latex in them. You know, there's no bad things on included or associated with it. Is everything the bad stuff is taken out, including latex, and then they left you with all the good stuff, like the 200 biologically active components. You know, so aloe, ultimate aloe, is your go-to, you know, supplements that you can
yeah.
that you can take.
Yes.
Would you agree?
I would agree. Wow. The best if you could only have two products in the house, I think it would go with LO and OPC3.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like it's
yeah.
nice. We had, when we used to have that aloe thing, like what that a natural aloe was in an
it
apple.
It was a strawberry.
Strawberry kiwi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually
mm-hmm.
kept in a fridge.
Yeah,
and
it was nap time, and the kids were supposed to be laying down, so we all took naps together. Except
and
they
where drank
they,
it all.
They went to
a
the kitchen
bottle.
And drank the whole bottle.
The whole bottle of aloe, the thing. And like Dawn said, you know, every time, you know, when the kids are like have high fever, or she would, you know, give them a cup of aloe, and you can clearly see the temperature go down.
Yeah, you definitely would. And that's the ultimate aloe because we've used these products about a decade ago.
Yeah.
More than a decade ago. So, you know, it's nice to see that these products have stayed around
mm-hmm.
and that the products to choose from have grown. Like, I don't know how many products there is, but there's like at least five times more products now compared to, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Right. So, anyway, moving on over here, you know, like the abdominal migraine, it's a so silly thing they came up with. But what about this migraine without headache?
I've had those. Like it feels like your head is cloudy, and it
right.
feels like your headache is like this, touching you like once in a while. Maybe that's what they're talking about. It's like not a constant headache, but you can just feel something isn't right.
Right, because it says
like
it says that if you get an aura symptoms but never get a telltale splitting.
Is that where you feel something?
Yeah, when
you
have something
you
like
light.
You're underwater, something like that. You're underwater, you see lights, you're like, you know,
well,
you're
I
not...
don't see lights, but I feel like something's around me. Like something's just not mm-hmm. right. It's like a grogginess.
Uh-huh.
touching headache every once in a while,
right.
but it's not like a constant headache.
Well,
so maybe that's what it's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, don't mistake this with hangover, guys. Those guys are going to be drinking. You guys
is
drinking.
That what a hangover feels like?
I don't know. I mean, well, when I used to drink that way back in the day, you know, the hangover would like, it's just like, I don't know, like you're thirsty. You're like, you just woke up from the middle of the desert. And you just want to, like, drink, like, a gallon of water. That's what a hangover.
Wow.
That's what I felt
Maybe
like.
That's what it
splitting,
feels like.
Splitting headache. You know, you feel like you want to, you know, throw up. But it, this is not, that's not migraine. That's just being.
That's a silent headache.
It's not a silent headache. But I don't know. But I don't think you can cure that if it's, if you got no headache on the mic.
What do you think, Aubrey, with the silent headache, what would you suggest?
Silent headache.
I would say, yeah, I would say CoQ10. I know, like, for hangovers, like, you know, be complex OPC and CoQ10, because, like, and also you're just so acidic, too. So, like, your body is so acidic. So, like, again, throw in the aloe again, too, because we want to bring back the alkaline, you know?
Right.
That's
he brought up alkaline because, like, I know people that suffer from gout. They have a struggle with alkaline. What would help your body become alkaline? It would be aloe, and would there be anything else to try?
You said with gout?
Yeah.
I want to say, with gout, I'm thinking, let me one second here.
Okay.
I would say with the gout, I know it would be OPC3, the aloe, B-complex, and digestive enzymes. These are all things that we're talking about this evening as well. So it's like we're talking about headaches, we're talking about gout, but it's like, as you can see, just like coming back to square one, like you said, hey, everyone should be on OPC3 or the aloe drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then, right? And then you could add in the B-complex digestive enzymes. But it's coming back to the same thing. It's like if we, you know, have those main nutrients, you know, and everything, then obviously it's going to help everything else.
Yeah, speaking of that, I know that we're running down on time. We have about maybe seven more minutes, it says. But for our next show, we're going to be talking about digestive health and how important that is. So I'm glad that this is like our teaser for next time, because like it seems like the gut has a lot to with how someone feels. And with Thanksgiving coming up, you know, there's going to be some, if people get together, normally there's lots of food, and then you're like,
sugary drinks,
and then you go back and eat.
Purple drinks. Got a lot of purple drinks. You're going to be eating some chitlins, what do you call that? some turnips.
I like sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes?
Sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to headaches, but we gave our little teaser about the gut. So what else can you ask Aubrey about headaches, Fernando?
Well, what about headaches that coming from the liberal people? How do you get anything for that? Like Democrats giving me a headache for the last 3 days now.
Turn off the news. That's what you should do.
Especially when they keep saying, especially. Go ahead.
Not only one bottle of Bliss, but maybe two bottles of Bliss. You know?
Especially they keep saying that, it's a done deal. Biden is the president.
But
you
it's
know?
Not.
Yeah.
It's not even official.
It's not
they're,
official yet.
They're just trying to start trouble because, like, people are not confused. This is the thing. Like, I've learned so much in the last 4 years about politics and about, like, how things actually work compared to what the news tells you. It's like, you know, Obama, he's the first president I ever heard say he gets his updates from the media. So they probably went to their head and made it so big, like, oh, we're really somebody. Because, like, he should be getting his info about what's going on in Benghazi from other people, not the media.
Yeah,
I mean,
that.
Really.
He said
like,
that. But anyway, the headache that was giving me is just those. So I guess turning off the news and drink some aloe. How about that?
There you go.
And some Bliss. Get two bottles, she said. You're sharing with someone else. Here. Calm down.
What about headache from your spouse?
Same thing. I know my ex-husband, I used to make him like two shots of B-complexes so he wouldn't get mad at me.
Oh, wow. So
that's if someone's angry at you, just make some give them some B vitamins, and then they won't be so mad.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You need to be drinking B vitamins when you're working right there.
Oh, when I'm working right here?
When you're in a zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I have to, like, center myself. Whenever I feel, like, tired or something like that, I get that Daily Essentials, the packet. Those are really handy because, like, I might get the bottles because those also have benefits, and they're cheaper. But, you know, like, I have the Daily Essentials, and I'm like, B12.
Yeah.
B vitamins, that's what I need. And then I get that, and then I'm not tired anymore.
Right.
You know, because that like, I like coffee, not necessarily for keeping me awake, but I like the hot.
Like tea.
The hot drink, like tea. Yeah.
Right.
Like, but the B vitamins, that's the go-to, and turn it up for the energy, I would say. And
can
we
you
also
take,
have
can
awake.
You, can you take those hot?
I don't know. Aubrey, can you make the turn it up hot or the essential?
No. I would not. It should be cold. It should be like lukewarm. Like you know what I mean. Like the same,
right.
Not hot and not too cold, because our inside of our body, it would probably burn you. Yeah, it would be. I don't even know if it'd be isotonic anymore as well. So
right.
Try to keep it simple, because you know you're digesting it as well.
Okay, well, that's good that you brought that up. So if any of our listeners take the isotonics, do not put it in hot water.
Not steam. Don't put some steamed milk in there now. That's not milk.
Yeah, we do sell tea.
What, shrimp tea?
What kind of tea? We have immunity. Immunity.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we have immunity, and we have green tea. Now, this is immunity, like a TT. Not immunity.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't know. It's cracked up on that one.
Well, because
a TT.
She's
okay.
Getting silly. She's getting silly. But anyway, we're going for a touchdown right now. And all that product that we mentioned, you know, it can be bought at shapali.com. It's shapali.com.
That's right.
That's right.
So if our listeners do want a hot drink, we have immunity. It's immunitea. Now that is a good product. That how long ago did they come out with that, Aubrey?
The immunity.
Yeah, the tea, the drinking tea.
Okay.
We have other products.
What is it? I don't see.
The tea, like a hot tea.
Is that immunity or the?
Yes.
Huh.
We have three types of tea. We have a trim tea, which you can make hot or cold. That's for weight loss. We have a green tea. We have the green tea as well as the immunity. Immunity has like. The turmeric, immune, it has a whole blend to help boost your immune system. So those came out, I want to say, about three months ago. And they're a great addition to your immune system and all of that as well.
Okay. That's good. I'm looking forward to getting some because during the flu season, you know, we don't really, like, get the flu often. But when we do, I usually go to Starbucks for their special tea.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to get it from our website because I want to make money and earn money from shopping for myself. So, so you guys got that. We have a trim tea, and then if you want to boost your immune system, we have immunity.
That's right. So just want to let you guys know that the statement has been – all the statements that we said that we has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration.
Yes, but we do
products
have a...
Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Right, but we do have a third party that tests the products that we put out. Is that correct, Aubrey?
Yes, they're all exclusive products.
Absolutely.
So I want to thank the guest, Aubrey, and also my co-host, Lady D, and also the caller for joining us tonight. So we'll do this again next time.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
And this is Frozen Centrist, logging off the Monday night here in the United States of America.